It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Bloomington police are denying anything untoward in the communications between investigators and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. GLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with Police Chief Brendan Hefner.
A working relationship like we have with other agencies, be it ICE, be it FBI, be it Secret Service, be it DEA, we have to have these types of relationships.
So is it a good one?
Yes, I'd like to think it's a good one. I've not heard of any complaints.
Do you believe this conflicts with your representations at the December public meeting that contacts are infrequent and only for significant criminal matters?
No, because what I was basically talking about, because I referred to it then as well, is I was talking about officers out on patrol contacting ICE or doing that on a regular basis, i.e. asking people for driver's license, proof of insurance, immigration status, or when we go handle cases. I also made it very clear, though, that when we are working cases, things where we might need information from them as a resource, we would reach out to them, and that they do reach out to us.
You did say in the forum that we're not sending people to them to be deported. But in at least one of the emails, a Bloomington staffer said, anything you can do on this guy. That does seem like you're sending them people.
First of all, ICE is just not only for deportation purposes. ICE is part of the Marshals Task Force. They have people in DEA task forces, and they might want to open up their own investigation or provide us information. I don't think there's anything in any of those emails where it says specifically that we want people deported. That you can look at things, and from what I see in the different notes, people are trying to insinuate a lot of things, and you can insinuate all you want. You would have to prove something. And
Illinois People's Action is highlighting four specific emails out of the 198 pages of FOIAs. First off, your reaction to that ratio.
Well,
four versus 198 pages, or about six pages versus 198.
I believe that speaks for itself, in that out of 198 pages, they are concerned about six pages. I believe that literally speaks for itself. And from what my review is, and in speaking with our intel unit in regards to the law, I think only in one case, or one email possibly, where we had a request for some information in regards to a domestic violence incident, anything that has been done does not violate the Trust Act that was just passed in August, even back to 2014.
They're saying that an instance involving a missing person, another involving a traffic stop at which no contraband was found, a third, a request from ICE for current address information to the BPD without other criminal activity involved, and the fourth involving a person on a student visa who may have violated the terms of his visa, who might be working at a restaurant and being paid cash under the table, that those create fear in the immigrant community and that those kinds of incidents are already known and make the immigrant community less likely to call police.
Should
those things happen?
In these instances, yes. They should have happened. Our inquiries would have happened. And as long as you have people out spreading fear about certain things as opposed to coming and ask, they will be. I apologize. They should follow up on it. In the incident regarding the missing person, we had a missing person case. We had information that the missing person was not a legalized citizen and had been assigned to a family. We thought that ICE, if they were going to look for the person or we were checking to see if they had any information on them, that that would be a resource to help locate them. ICE never contacted our detective back. We ended up finding this person's mother in Honduras, who told us that the person we were looking for was, in fact, fine and doing well in New York. The only reason that we knew about the status was because of the family. In regards to the person, what was the other one about the ICE shoot?
The college student who had transferred from Texas up to this community, ostensibly violating the terms of his visa and then potentially taking money under the table for working at a restaurant. Are you asking ICE, are you interested in this guy? Well, isn't that shopping someone to ICE?
We are forwarding on to ICE because we don't investigate people taking money under the table. We had nothing to do with that. But I will tell you this, as I recall, the person had received, like registered at one school, received money at one, moved on to the other. These are kind of things that some people have misused funds for and are actively trying to avoid doing things the legal way. So
in December, you said there can be situations where we need to contact a federal agency for information or assistance in an investigation of something serious.
Yes.
Is that something serious, that particular instance?
It could be something serious. I've been in law enforcement. This is my 30th year. Many misdemeanors, many small things have evolved into bigger things. You asked about the traffic stop. When I worked with state police, I worked on a drug interdiction unit. There were plenty of cars and trucks that were stopped, that were searched, or we talked to individuals that, because of information that was given to us, we knew that they had possibly been involved in narcotics trafficking. Just because they didn't have it then, they can have it later. That information is used later. You're putting the pieces together. You have people, and as I recall, specifically with that one, the person had other names. So sometimes when people come to our country, you have people from some countries who have multiple names. Anyone who has worked out here a lot knows that there are some people, and I preface that, some people who will lose their license for traffic violations or other things, even be arrested, and go back later and apply for identification using other parts of their name. The only way we can truly find out who they are is to check different resources. ICE is a resource.
Bloomington Police Chief Brendan Heffner talking with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. Mayor Terry Renner says the emails directly support the case for a welcoming city ordinance to improve confidence among the immigrant community in police actions. You'll hear from Renner during tomorrow's edition of Sound Ideas. The McLean County League of Women Voters has now endorsed a welcoming city ordinance, and the Keep Families Together Coalition. And the Keep Families Together Coalition has called for a substantial presence at tonight's Bloomington City Council meeting. That meeting was moved back to City Hall from a scheduled location at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. You're listening to Sound Ideas.